I am Pastor Mark Hetzner of St. Thomas Lutheran East Point, and welcome back to The Great Sending, God's Heart for the World Beating Through You, a series of devotions edited by Will Soans and published by 10th Power Publishing of Elgin, Illinois. This is the second season, with 7 episodes, episode number 3. This season focuses upon engaging disciples in the Great Sending. Today's episode is entitled, The Disciples Are Sent to the Towns and Villages. It was written by Reverend Dr. David Bugler. We start with 4 quotes from the Gospels. From Matthew 10, verses 6 and 7. But go rather to the lost sheep of the house of Israel, and proclaim as you go, saying, The kingdom of heaven is at hand. And then Mark 6:11, Jesus says, And if any place will not receive you, and they will not listen to you, when you leave, shake off the dust that is on your feet as a testimony against them. In Luke chapter 9, verse 6, we are told, So they departed and went through the villages, preaching the gospel and healing everywhere. And then in Luke 10, verse 2, we are told, After this, the Lord appointed 72 others, for the harvest is plentiful, he said, but the workers are few. Pray earnestly to the Lord of the harvest to send out laborers into his harvest. Have you ever wondered why we call Matthew 28, 16 to 20 the Great Commission? One reason to call it great is because it is wonderful to be commissioned to mission by our Lord Jesus Christ. Before Jesus ever stood on the Mount of Ascension and issued the Great Commission, he sent the 12 disciples. Then he eventually sent 72 more, commissioning them into the towns and villages to preach the gospel and show miraculous acts of mercy. The disciples of Jesus sent to the towns and villages were, for the most part, uneducated, unsophisticated, weak in faith, and slow to reach their followers. But they had been touched by Jesus, and they could accomplish their mission only through the authority and power of the Lord who was sending them. It was, after all, his mission. When the 12 were sent out by Jesus, and later the 72, they were sent two by two so they could each support and encourage their partner. But more importantly, having been sent by the authority of Christ meant they always had the authority of the gospel with them, guiding their proclamation and healing acts of mercy. The sent ones were also warned that they were going out like sheep among wolves, Matthew 10, 16. They were warned that since this was a divine mission, there would be devil-directed opposition. And since there was such urgency to the mission, after all, the harvest is plentiful, but the workers are few. The mission demanded that the disciples shake the dust off their feet when hard-hearted rejection came to them as a testimony against those who resisted. The very action of moving on could cause those who rejected the mission to rethink and bring them to repentance. It is important for Christ's church to see the possible extent of this sending. In Luke 10, 17 to 24, we are given 3 wonderful encouragements for our mission. In verses 17 through 19, the disciples are thrilled to have seen Spirit-driven results to their work. In verse 20, Jesus tells them the greatest thrill is to rejoice in their own eternal salvation. And then the Lord prays to the Father, rejoicing that his holy will is being done. And then turning to the disciples, he said privately, I tell you that many prophets and kings desired to see what you see and did not see it. How blessed are the sent to be in mission and to go into the towns and villages of this lost world. Wow. You know, since the sent ones were on a divine mission, they were warned about devil-directed opposition. Where do you see the truth of that warning in your personal and congregational mission work? It's a very important question for you to pause and consider. Just as important is the question, how important is it for us to recognize that the mission of God is not our mission? What false leanings do we succumb to if we believe the mission, in fact, belongs to us? One thought that comes to my mind then is we might work more on just building the congregation than building disciples of Christ or the kingdom. Oh, and remember that word great? Do you think the Great Commission is called great because it is so wonderful or because it is so huge? Think about both. Why is the act of us being sent so wonderful? And why is the mission so huge? Please pray with me. Ever-living God and Father, your heart for the lost is seen in the way you send your church into the world. Give us confidence as we go into the towns and villages of our world. Give us the same powerful authority of your word, and the same powerful authority of your acts of mercy and compassion, lived out through Christ-like love. Defeat the workers of darkness each day in our mission, as you did once and for all on the cross and the open tomb. And we pray for more workers. The harvest is indeed plentiful. In your Son's holy name, amen. Thus ends another episode. The next one is entitled, Come to the Wedding.